This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 868. Student Sanal organizes her brain and her IELTS essay.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Sadly, our brains are not limitless, and we have to use them very strategically to produce band 7 and higher essays in a short time. Listen today and learn how to maximize your brain power and your time for the highest IELTS writing scores. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the podcast today. We have a special guest, a student. Sanal, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hello, my name is Sanal.
Sanal, am I saying your name right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So Sanal, tell us, where are you from?
So I'm from Korea, currently living in Canada.
Okay, and how long have you been in Canada?
So I've been living in Canada for 4.5 years now.
That's a while. That's a while, Sanal.
Yeah.
So is that why you have to take IELTS? Because you want to become a permanent resident in Canada?
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. So just in case our listeners are not familiar with the requirements, I do suspect a lot of them are, though. What IELTS scores do you need to get?
So I have to get 8.777.
Okay, awesome. Now, have you tried to get these scores already?
The latest IELTS results that I got is from last April, and I got 8.8 for reading and listening, and 6.5 for both speaking and writing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, guys, listeners, this is a very common and very frustrating situation. Getting stuck at that 6.5, especially in writing. We see this all the time. Sanal, how did you feel when you saw those 6.5s? Like, it's so close yet so far. Tell me, like, how did you feel when you saw those results?
To be honest, I couldn't believe it because that was the exact same result I got 3 years ago.
Oh, no.
And I got, when I took my academic IELTS, except that at the time I got 8.5 for listening, so which was, higher. Huh. And then, when I got my result, it suggested clearly that I haven't improved my English. So,
So frustrating. So, after being in Canada for, 3 years, and then you get the same results, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, that's so frustrating. So, guys, this just goes to show you this characteristic of IELTS, right? It is a balance. Yes, you do need awesome English ability. And Sanal, you have amazing English. I mean, you're getting 8s in reading and listening already, right? And, 6.5 is nothing to sneeze at, as they say. It's not a bad score. So, your English ability is there. So then what's missing? Why did those scores not go up? Because we don't have the insider strategies. We don't have the knowledge of what the examiner's looking for in speaking and writing. So it's that balance, guys. You do need fantastic overall English. Of course, it is an English test. But you also need to know the test and have those skills, right? So you don't fall into the tricks and traps of the exam. So, okay, so Sanal, why did you decide to get into Three Keys IELTS then?
because I've been listening to your podcast for a while, as well as the one that Lindsay and Michelle does. I forgot the name of the podcast, sorry.
All Ears English, yeah.
All Ears English, yes. And yeah, actually, when I listen to some students, 3Ks IELTS success stories, then it really intrigued me that, like, the student who used to get 5.5 or 6 just jumped to like score 8. So that was really, powerful motivation for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, that score description reminds me of Tanya, who was also in Canada, and she went from a 5.5 to, I think, an 8 in speaking. Okay, awesome. So you got into 3Keys IELTS, and you haven't taken the exam again yet, but you are working really hard on your speaking and writing, and that's why, listeners, Sanal is on the show today, because she won last month's Writing Wizard contest. So your writing is fantastic. You won the contest. So tell me, how have you changed the way you write a task to essay? If we think about, like, what did you do before when you got a 6.5, which is still good, by the way, but what are you changing to try and get that 7 or higher in writing?
Well, so before, I always wrote a 5-paragraph essay, which is intro. Yeah, so that was the basic structure that I learned from the book I was referring to at the time. But there was no strategy in terms of, like, time division. For example, in our 3Keys strategy, we do have 3 steps clearly divided.
Yes. Yeah. So the whole motto of 3Keys IELTS that governs every single lesson is simplify, practice, succeed, right? And guys, like, you shouldn't have a strategy that's like 20 steps long or whatever, super complicated. We need simple strategies that help us get the scores. That's it, right? Like, end of sentence. And about, like, 5 paragraphs, I've talked to other students who were trying to do that, who, like, learned to write the IELTS essay that way. Guys, 250 to 300 words, right? That's not really enough for 5 paragraphs. Like, that's going to be, first of all, difficult to do in 40 minutes, and it'll end up looking unbalanced because, like, there's going to be maybe one really short paragraph compared to the other ones. Like, that would just be really impossible to do in 40 minutes, first of all. And second of all, it's not going to help your score to have more paragraphs. Like, you're not graded on having more paragraphs, right? That's not part of your score. So keep it simple, guys. Keep it strong, 4 paragraphs. Okay, so that's a huge change. What else have you changed regarding writing task 2, Sanal?
So for writing task 2, the one thing I didn't know before, it was that you are not supposed to repeat the same vocabulary again and again. I actually did not know that it affects your score.
Interesting.
So yeah.
Okay, that's funny, because so every month, right, in the Facebook group, guys, we have a writing wizard contest, which Sanal won. That's why she's here. But the winner comes on the show and gets a free, like, coaching session with me before we record. So Sanal and I have already been talking for a while before we started recording, guys. And we were talking about this, like, trying to learn from a textbook, like, only from a textbook, is really difficult. First of all, there's going to be lots of stuff missing, right? Like, that fact about not repeating vocabulary. I can see how the writer of a textbook would leave that tip out. Maybe the writer would assume that you would know that, or like maybe the author of the textbook, because I've written like 16 textbooks, so I can put myself in the mind of this person, right? Or maybe, like at the back of the book, there's a description of the scoring chart or whatever, which like students won't see. Like you're not going to know to look at the back of the book. So guys, for so many reasons, like we need more than a textbook, right? If we're going to learn strategies and get feedback. And it's just more fun to have video lessons and interaction with other people. Okay, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about our strategy session, because Sanal, you asked some really good questions, and I think a lot of listeners probably have the same questions. So let's talk about what we discussed, Sanal. You asked about the timing. Now, you were having issues with the timing, right? What were you experiencing? Hello, awesome listeners. I hope you are doing well today. I know that a lot of test centers are still closed, but you know what? They are going to open again. So be prepared, guys. Get into 3 Keys IELTS. We guarantee it will increase your score or your money back, and we'll pay for your exam. So there's nothing to lose, guys. Get into 3 Keys now and start preparing for the scores you need to unlock your dreams. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So I didn't have problem with brainstorming. I could finish my brainstorm in 5 minutes and then start writing. But then while I'm writing, it always took me really so much time than the suggested time of 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And like it happened to me quite often that I have to write one sentence and then like revise that sentence before writing the second sentence.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
I think a lot of people listening are probably nodding their heads right now thinking, oh my gosh, I totally do that. Okay. So that's what you've been doing as part of your writing process. Now, it obviously takes too long. We cannot continue to do that, right? Because we have to think about our priorities, which are finishing this in time, writing a good essay in the time allowed. So what advice did I give you, Sanal? I'm treating this as sort of a quiz to see what you remember from our coaching session, a live quiz, very exciting. So Sanal, what advice did I give you to help control the timing for writing task 2?
So you suggested to be very strict with myself. Mm-hmm. With that timing. So when I'm planning, just only I'm supposed to only plan. And when I'm writing, I'm supposed to only think about linking words and organizing. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to check my vocabulary and proofread my grammar while I'm writing. I just have to write and finish in time. And yes. Yeah, once I'm done, then I'm supposed to check my vocabulary and grammar while I'm checking in the last 5 minutes.
Exactly. And Sanal, like you're obviously a very high level student. You're able to get 8s or higher in listening and reading. So my prediction, guys, for Sanal and for you listening, if you find yourself in the same situation, is that you're going to actually finish writing that essay pretty quickly. And then you're going to have extra time to proofread. So guys, the idea behind these strategies, right? How it's based on how our brains function, right? We are strategic and we are prioritizing our ability. So our brain's ability is not limitless, right? We cannot do all the things at one time. I mean, take for example, okay, I'll take myself for example. If I'm trying to cook dinner, play a game with James, and take notes on my schedule or something. Like if I'm trying to do all those things at once, I'm gonna burn the dinner. I'm not gonna pay attention to the game. Like I'm not gonna do any of the things very well, right? You cannot do everything at once. And that's just a fact of our brains, and that is the point of these strategies, guys. So this is very important. If there's one thing you guys take away from today, take away this writing process idea. When you plan, you're only thinking about ideas. Get all those ideas out in the brainstorm. And you know what? If great vocab pops up, write that down too in your brainstorm. Why not? And then when you write, here's what your brain is doing. Your brain only should care about finishing the essay in time and organizing those ideas. Right? Now, of course, you're still going to think some about grammar and vocabulary. We can't totally turn that off, but we can't run away with it. We can't go back and revise the last sentence 5 times. No, no, no. So priority, get those ideas organized, finish that 4-paragraph essay. And then in the last step, proofreading, guys, that's when we use our brains just for vocabulary and grammar. You go nuts in the proofreading stage, correct anything you want because examiners don't care about clean essays. Okay. And if you're taking the computer test, then that's super easy. It's taken care of. So, okay, I really hope that that advice will get through to a lot of listeners out there because I don't want IELTS writing to stand in the way of you and your dreams. I don't want you guys to get stuck at that 6.5, right? We want you guys to get past IELTS and on to your future life, onto your permanent residency in Canada. All right, Sanal, is there any last advice, anything you have found particularly helpful in the study plan or in the Three Keys course that you want to share with listeners today?
Well, when I write my essays, well, right now I'm trying to write one essay every week. And when I write it, I try to just save the file and read it like the next day or even the next week just to check again what mistakes I've made or what vocabulary I've repeated. And that way, like, I feel like I can find more mistakes and like I just have more takeaways from my own essay when I do that. Like, because I don't know, when you check your freshly written essay, then maybe sometimes your mind is like deceived. You see the mistake, but then you don't really realize it is a mistake.
Completely. It is really hard to proofread our own writing. Like, really hard.
Yeah.
This is a great technique, Sanal. I really, really love this strategy, guys. So first of all, yes, it is really difficult to proofread our own work. And that's why, like in Three Keys IELTS, we tell you very specific things to look for, right? Because again, like, it's really tough just to be like, okay, go proofread now. And then you're like, okay, what am I proofreading for? Am I just like proofreading for everything? Like, what am I looking for? So we do give you like specific advice regarding that in Three Keys IELTS, guys. Now, as to your specific suggestion, I super love it because like immediately after you've written an essay and you proofread it, the writing is still so fresh in your mind, like you're gonna not catch everything, right? Mm-hmm. But in the preparation process, when we're still learning, when we're still improving, right? Like before the exam, yeah. I love this. The next week, go back and read your essays, task one and task two, because then you can look at it with new eyes. Then you're definitely, like Sunal's saying, you're going to catch stuff that you did not even notice the week before because it's you're further from it, right? So it's not like you're proofreading your very own work again. It's like you're almost looking at another person's essay, which is easier to proofread. Oh, that is such great advice, Sunal. I've never heard anybody suggest that before. I love it. All right, Sunal, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I know that you're getting some writing feedback from us, I believe, and I know that's going to be super helpful. And if you, next time you take your exam, let me know your scores and you can come on the show again. All right?
Sure. Thank you
very much. All right, Sunal. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you for the wonderful opportunity. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.